produce the gift. They call him Rishi, Brahman, Sama Chanter, reciter of the Lord, leader of worship, the brightly shining God's three forms he knows who first bestowed the sacrificial gift. Gift bestows the horse, bestows the bullock. Gift bestows, moreover, gold that glisters. Gift gives food, which is our life and spirit. He who is wise takes gift for his armor. The liberal die not, never are they ruined. The liberal suffer neither harm nor trouble. The light of heaven, the universe about us, all this does sacrificial gift give them. First have the liberal gained a fragrant dwelling, and got themselves a bride in fair apparel. The liberal have obtained their draught of liquor, and conquered those who, unprovoked, assailed them. They adorn the fleet steed for the bounteous giver. The maid adorns herself and waits to meet him. His home is like a lake with lotus blossoms, like the God's palaces adorned and splendid. Steeds good at draught convey the liberal giver, and lightly rolling moves the chariot of guerdon. Assist you, gods, the liberal man in battles, the liberal giver conquers foes in combat. Hymn 108 Sarama Panis. What wish of Sarama has brought her here? The path leads far away to distant places. What charge have you for us? Where turns your journey? How have you made your way over Rasa's waters?
Sarama, I come appointed messenger of Indra, seeking your ample stores of wealth, O Panis. This has preserved me from the fear of crossing. Thus have I made my way over Rasa's waters.
What is that Indra like? What is his aspect whose envoy, Sarama, from afar you come? Let him approach, and we will show him friendship. He shall be made the herdsman of our cattle.
I know him safe from harm, but he can punish who sent me here from afar as envoy. Him rivers flowing with deep waters bide not. Low will you be, O Panis, slain by Indra.
These are the kind which, Sarama, you seek, flying, O blessed one, to the ends of heaven. Who will lose these for you without a battle? Yea, and sharp-pointed are our warlike weapons.
Even if your wicked bodies, O you Panis, were arrow-proof, your words are weak for wounding. And were the path to you as yet unmastered, Brihaspati in neither case will spare you.
Paved with the rock is this our treasure chamber, filled full of precious things of kine and horses. These Panis, who are watchful keepers, guard it. In vain have you approached this lonely station.
Rishis will come inspirited with Soma, Angirasis unwearied, and Navagvas. This stall of cattle will they part among them. Then will the Panis wish these words unspoken.
Even thus, O Sarama, have you come hither, forced by celestial might to make the journey. Turn you not back, for you shall be our sister. O blessed one, we will give you of the cattle.
Brotherhood, sisterhood, I know not either. The dread Angirasis and Indra know them. They seemed to long for kine when I departed, hence into distance be you gone, O Panis.
Hence far away, you Panis, let the cattle lowing come forth as holy Dharma commandeth. Kine which Brihaspati and Soma, rishis, sages and pressing stones have found when hidden.
Hymn 109 Vishvadevas.
These first, the boundless sea and Matarisvan, fierce glowing fire, the strong, the bliss bestower, and heavenly floods, first born by holy order, exclaimed against the outrage on a Brahman. King Soma, first of all, without reluctance, made restitution of the Brahman's consort. Mitra and Varuna were the inviters. Agni, as Hotar, took her hand and led her. The man, her pledge, must by her hand be taken when they have cried, "She is a Brahman's consort." She stayed not for a herald to conduct her. Thus is the kingdom of a ruler guarded. Thus spoke of her those gods of old, seven rishis who sat them down to their austere devotion. Dire is a Brahman's wife, led home by others, in the supreme heaven she plants confusion. The Brahmachari goes engaged in duty. He is a member of the god's own body. Through him Brihaspati obtained his consort, as the gods gained the ladle brought by Soma. So then the gods restored her, so men gave the woman back again. The kings who kept their promises restored the Brahman's wedded wife. Having restored the Brahman's wife and freed them with God's aid from sin, they shared the fullness of the earth and won themselves extended sway.
Hymn 110 Apris.
You kindled in the house of man this day, worshipped gods as God, O Jatavedas. Observant, bright as Mitra, bring them hither. You are a sapient and foreknowing envoy. Tanunapath, fair-tongued, with sweet honey balming the paths and ways of order, make them pleasant. Convey our sacrifice to heaven, exalting with holy thoughts our hymns of praise and worship. Invoked, deserving prayer and adoration, O Agni, come accordant with the Vasus. You are, O youthful Lord, the God's invoker, so, best of sacrifices, bring them quickly. By rule the sacred grass is scattered eastward, a robe to clothe this earth when dawns are breaking. Widely it spreads around and far extended, fair for the gods and bringing peace and freedom. Let the expansive doors be widely opened, like wives who adorn their beauty for their husbands. Lofty, celestial, all-impelling portals, admit the gods and give them easy entrance. Pouring sweet dews, let holy night and morning, each close to each, he seated at their station, lofty, celestial women with gold to adorn them, assuming all their fair and radiant beauty. Come the two first celestial sweet-voiced Hotars, arranging sacrifice for man to worship, as singers who inspire us in assemblies, showing the eastward light with their direction. Let Bharati come quickly to our worship, and Ila showing like a human being. So let Sarasvati and both her fellows, deft goddesses, on this fair grass be seated. Hotar more skilled in sacrifice, bring hither with speed today God Twashtar, who you know. Even him who formed these two, the earth and heaven, the parents, with their forms, and every creature, send to our offerings, which yourself you balm the companies of gods in ordered season. Agni, Vanaspati the immolator, sweeten our offered gift with honey and butter. Agni, as soon as he was born, made ready the sacrifice, and was the gods' preceder. May the gods eat our offering consecrated according to this true priest's voice and guidance.
Hymn 111 Indra.
Bring forth your sacred song, you prudent singers, even as are the thoughts of human beings. Let us draw Indra with true deeds anear us. He loves our songs, the hero, and is potent. The hymn shone brightly from the seat of worship. To the kine came the bull, the heifer's offspring. With mighty bellowing has he arisen, and has pervaded even the spacious regions. Indra knows truly how to hear our singing, for he, victorious, made a path for Surya. He made the cow, and he became the sovereign of heaven, primeval, matchless, and unshaken. Praised by Angirasis, Indra demolished with might the works of the great watery monster. Full many regions too has he pervaded, and by his truth supported earth's foundation. The counterpart of heaven and earth is Indra. He knows all libations, slays Shushna. The vast sky with the sun has he extended, and best of pillars stayed it with a pillar. The Vritra slayer with his bolt felled Vritra. The magic of the godless waxen mighty, here have you, bold assailant, boldly conquered. Yea, then your arms, O Maghavan, were potent. When the dawns come attendant upon Surya, their rays discover wealth of diverse colors. The star of heaven is seen as 'twere approaching. None knows aught of it as it departs. Far have they gone, the first of all these waters, the waters that flowed forth when Indra sent them. Where is their spring? And where is their foundation? Where now, you waters, is your inmost center? You did free rivers swallowed by the dragon, and rapidly they set themselves in motion, those that were loosed and those that longed for freedom. Excited now to speed, they run unresting. Yearning together, they have sped to Sindhu. The fort destroyer, praised of old, has loved them. Indra, may your terrestrial treasures reach us, and our full songs of joy approach your dwelling. Hymn 112. Indra. Drink of the juice, O Indra, at your pleasure, for your first draught is early morning's libation. Rejoice that you may slay our foes, O hero, and we with hymns will tell your mighty exploits. You have a chariot more swift than thought, O Indra. Thereon come hither, come to drink the soma. Let your bay steeds, your stallions, hasten here, with whom you come near and are delighted. Adorn out your body with the fairest colors, with golden splendor of the sun adorn it. O Indra, turn you hither, invited by us, your friends, be seated and be joyful. O you whose grandeur in your festive transports, not even these two great worlds have comprehended, come, Indra, with your dear bay horses harnessed, come to our dwelling and the food you love. Pressed for your joyous banquet is the soma, soma whereof you, Indra, ever drinking, have waged unequalled battles with your foemen, which prompts the mighty flow of your abundance. Found from of old is this your cup, O Indra, Shatakratu, drink therefrom the soma. Filled is the beaker with the honey that gladdens, the beaker which all deities delight in, from many a side with proffered entertainment, the folk are calling you, O mighty Indra. These our libations shall for you be richest in sweet honey, drink thereof and find them pleasant. I will declare your deeds of old, O Indra, the mighty acts which you have first accomplished. In genuine wrath, you loosened the mountain so that the Brahman easily found the cattle. Lord of the hosts, amid our bands be seated. They call you greatest sage among the sages. Nothing is done even far away without you. Great, wondrous Maghavan is the hymn I sing you. Aim of our eyes be you, for we implore you, O Maghavan, friend of friends and lord of treasures. Fight, warrior strong in truth, fight you the battle. Give us our share of undivided riches. Hymn 113. Indra. The heavens and the earth, accordant with all gods, encouraged graciously that vigorous might of his. When he came showing forth his majesty and power, he drank of soma juice and waxed exceeding strong. This majesty of his Vishnu extols and lords, making the stalk that gives the honey flow forth with might. When Indra Maghavan with those who followed him had smitten Vritra, he deserved the choice of gods. When bearing warlike weapons, keen to win you braze, you met Vritra, yea, the dragon for the fight. Then all the Maruts who were gathered with dice there extolled, O mighty one, your powerful majesty. Soon as he sprang to life, he forced asunder hosts. Forward the hero looked to manly deed and war. He cleft the rock. He let concurrent streams flow forth, and with his skills established the heaven's wide vault. Indra has evermore possessed surpassing power. He forced far from each other heaven and earth apart. He hurled impetuous down his iron thunderbolt, a joy to Varuna's and Mitra's worshipper. Then to the mighty powers of Indra, to his wrath, his, the fierce stormer, loud of voice, they came with speed. What time the potent one rent Vritra with his strength, who held the waters back, whom darkness compassed round, even in the first of those heroic acts, which they who strove together came with might to execute, deep darkness fell upon the slain, and Indra won by victory the right of being first invoked. Then all the gods extolled, with eloquence inspired by draughts of Soma juice, your deeds of manly might. As Agni eats the dry food with his teeth, he ate Vritra, the dragon, maimed by Indra's deadly dart. Proclaim his many friendships, met with friendship, made with singers, with the skillful and the eloquent. Indra, when he subdues Dhuni and Chumuri, lists to Dabhiti for his faithful spirit's sake. Give riches manifold with noble horses, to be remembered while my songs address you. May we by easy paths pass all our troubles, find us this day a ford wide and extensive. Hymn 114. Vishvadevas. Two perfect springs of heat pervade the threefold, and come for their delight is Matarishvan. Craving the milk of heaven, the gods are present. Well do they know the praise song and the salmon. The priests heard far away as they are ordered, serve the three Nirritis, for well they know them. Sages have traced the cause that first produced them, dwelling in distant and mysterious chambers. The youthful one, well-shaped, with four locks braided, brightened with ghee, puts on the ordinances. Two birds of mighty power are seated near her, there where the deities receive their portion. One of these birds has passed into the sea of air. Thence he looks round and views this universal world. With simple heart I have beheld him from near. His mother kisses him, and he returns her kiss. Him with fair wings, though only one in nature, wise singers shape with songs in many figures. While they at sacrifices fix the meters, they measure out 12 chalices of Soma. While they arrange the 4 and 6 and 30, and duly order up to 12 the measures, having disposed the sacrifice, thoughtful sages send the chariot forward with the rich and salmon. The chariot's majesties are 14 others. 7 sages lead it onward with their voices. Who will declare to us the ford Apnana, the path whereby they drink first draughts of Soma? The 15 metric chants are in 1,000 places, that is as vast as heaven and earth in measure. 1,000 spots contain the mighty 1,000. Vak spreads forth as far as prayer extends. What sage has learned the meter's application? Who has gained Vak, the spirit's aim and object? Which ministering priest is called 8th hero? Who then has tracked the 2 base deeds of Indra? Yoked to his chariot pole, there stood the coursers. They only travel round earth's farthest limits. These, when their driver in his home is settled, receive the allotted meed of their exertion.
Hymn 115
Agni. Truly wondrous is the tender youngling's growth, who never draw near to drink his mother's milk. As soon as she who has no udder bore him, he, faring on his great errand, suddenly grew strong. Then Agni was his name, most active to bestow, gathering up the trees with his consuming tooth. Skilled in fair sacrifice, armed with destroying tongue, impetuous as a bull that snorts in the mead, praise him, your god who, bird-like, rests upon a tree, scattering drops of juice and pouring forth his flood. Speaking aloud with flame, as with his lips a priest, and broadening his parts like one of high command. You everlasting, whom far striding, seeking to burn, the winds, uninterrupted, never overcome, they have approached, as warriors eager for the fight, heroic Thrita, guiding him to gain his wish. This Agni is the best of Kanvas, Kanvas' friend, conqueror of the foe, whether afar or near. May Agni guard the singers, guard the princes well, may Agni grant to us our prince's gracious help. Do you, Supitreya, swiftly following, make thyself the lord of Jatavedas, mightiest of all, who surely gives a boon even in thirsty land, most powerful, prepared to aid us in the wilds. Thus, noble Agni with princes and mortal men is lauded, excellent for conquering strength with chiefs. Men who are well disposed as friends and true to dharma, even as the heavens in majesty surpass mankind. O son of strength, victorious, with this title, Upastuta's most potent voice reveres you. Blessed with brave sons by you, we will extol you and lengthen out the days of our existence. Thus, Agni, have the sons of Vrishtihavya, the rishis, the Upastutas, invoked you. Protect them, guard the singers and the princes. With Vashat have they come with hands uplifted, with their uplifted hands and cries of glory.
Hymn 116
Indra. Drink Soma juice for mighty power and vigor. Drink, strongest one, that you may smite down Vritra. Drink you, invoked for strength and riches, drink you your fill of honey, and pour it down, O Indra. Drink of the foodful juice, stirred into motion, drink what you choose of the flowing Soma. Giver of weal, be joyful in your spirit, and turn you hitherward to bless and prosper. Let heavenly Soma gladden you, O Indra, let that effused among mankind delight you. Rejoice in that whereby you gave freedom, and that whereby you conquer your foemen. Let Indra come, impetuous, doubly mighty, to the poured juice, the bull with two bay coursers. With juices pressed in milk, with honey presented, glut evermore your bolt, O foe-destroyer. Dash down, out-flaming their sharp-flaming weapons, the strongholds of the men urged on by demons. I give you, mighty one, great strength and conquest. Go, meet your foes and rend them in battle. Extend afar the votary's fame and glory, as the firm archer's strength drives off the foeman, ranged on our side, grown strong in might that conquers, never defeated, still increase your body. To you have we presented this oblation. Accept it, sovereign ruler, free from anger. Juice, Maghavan, for you is pressed and ripened. Eat, Indra, drink of that which stirs to meet you. Eat, Indra, these oblations which approach you. Be pleased with food made ready and with Soma. With entertainment we receive you friendly. Effectual be the sacrificer's wishes. I send sweet speech to Indra and to Agni. With hymns I speed it like a boat through waters. Even thus the gods seem moving round about me, the fountains and bestowers of our riches.
Hymn 117
liberality. The gods have not ordained hunger to be our death. Even to the well-fed man comes death in varied shape. The riches of the liberal never waste away, while he who will not give finds none to comfort him. The man with food in store who, when the needy comes in miserable case begging for bread to eat, hardens his heart against him, even when of old he did him service, finds not one to comfort him. Bounteous is he who gives to the beggar who comes to him in want of food and feeble. Success attends him in the shout of battle. He makes a friend of him in future troubles. No friend is he who to his friend and comrade who comes imploring food will offer nothing. Let him depart. No home is that to rest in, and rather seek a stranger to support him. Let the rich satisfy the poor implorer, and bend his eye upon a longer pathway. Riches come now to one, now to another, and like the wheels of chariots are ever rolling. The foolish man wins food with fruitless labor. That food, I speak the truth, shall be his ruin. He feeds no trusty friend, no man to love him. All guilt is he who eats with no partaker. The plowshare, plowing, makes the food that feeds us, and with its feet cuts through the path it follows. Better the speaking than the silent Brahman. The liberal friend outvalues him who gives not. He with one foot has far outrun the biped, and the two-footed catches the three-footed. Four-footed creatures come when bipeds call them, and stand and look where five are met together. The hands are both alike. Their labor differs. The yield of sister milk kine is unequal. Twins even differ in their strength and vigor. Two, even kinsmen, differ in their bounty. Hymn 118. Agni. Agni, radiant among men, you slay the devouring fiend, bright ruler in your own abode. You spring up when worshipped, well the drops of ghee are your joy when ladles are brought near to you. Honored with gifts, he shines afar, Agni adorable with song, the dripping ladle balms his face. Agni with honey in his mouth, honored with gifts, is balmed with ghee, radiant in his wealth of light. Praised by our hymns, kindliest you, oblation-bearer for the gods, as such do mortals call on you. To that immortal Agni, pay worship with ghee, you mortal men, lord of the house, whom none deceives. O Agni, burn the Rakshasas with your unconquerable flame, shine guardian of eternal Dharma. So, Agni, with your glowing face, burn fierce against the female fiends shining among Urukshayas. Urukshayas have kindled you, oblation-bearer, you with hymns, best worshipper among mankind. Hymn 119. Indra. This, even this, was my resolve. To win a cow, to win a steed, have I not drunk of Soma juice. Like violent gusts of wind, the draughts that I have drunk have lifted me, have I not drunk of Soma juice. The draughts I drank have borne me up, as fleet-foot horses draw a chariot, have I not drunk of Soma juice. The hymn has reached me, like a cow who lows to meet her darling calf. Have I not drunk of Soma juice? As a right bends a chariot seat, so round my heart I bend the hymn. Have I not drunk of Soma juice? Not as a mote within the eye count the five tribes of men with me. Have I not drunk of Soma juice? The heavens and earth themselves have not grown equal to one half of me. Have I not drunk of Soma juice? I in my grandeur have surpassed the heavens and all this spacious earth. Have I not drunk of Soma juice? Aha!
this spacious earth will I deposit either here or there? Have I not drunk of Soma juice? In one short moment will I smite the earth in fury here or there? Have I not drunk of Soma juice? One of my flanks is in the sky. I let the other trail below. Have I not drunk of Soma juice? I, greatest of the mighty ones, am lifted to the firmament. Have I not drunk of Soma juice? I seek the worshipper's abode, oblation bearer to the gods. Have I not drunk of Soma juice?
Hymn 120. Indra.
In all the worlds that was the best and highest, whence sprang the mighty gods of splendid valour. As soon as born, he overcomes his foemen, be in whom all who lend him aid are joyful. Grown mighty in his strength, with ample vigour, he as a foe strikes fear into the dasa, eager to win the breathing and the breathless. All sang your praise at banquet and oblation. All concentrate on you their mental vigour, when these, twice or thrice, are your assistants. Blend what is sweeter than the sweet with sweetness. Win quickly with our honey that honey in battle. Therefore in you too, you who wins riches at every banquet, are the sages joyful. With mightier power, bold God, extend your firmness. Let not malignant Yatudhanas harm you. Proudly we put our trust in you in battles, when we behold great wealth, the prize of combat. I with my words impel your weapons onward, and sharpen with my prayer your vital vigour, worthy of praises, many-shaped, most skilful, most energetic, Aptya of the Aptyas. He with his might destroys the seven Danus, subduing many who were deemed his equals. You in that house which your protection guards bestows wealth, the higher and the lower. You establish the two much-wandering mothers, and bring many deeds to their completion. Brihaddeva, the foremost of light-winners, repeats these holy prayers, this strength of Indra. He rules the great self-luminous fold of cattle, and all the doors of light has he thrown open. Thus has Brihaddeva, the great Atharvan, spoken to Indra as himself in person. The spotless sisters, they who are his mothers, with power exalt him and impel him onwards.
Hymn 121. Ka. In the beginning rose Hiranyagarbha, born only Lord of all created beings. He fixed and holds up this earth and heaven. What God shall we adore with our oblation? Giver of vital breath, of power and vigour, he whose commandments all the gods acknowledge, the Lord of death, whose shade is life immortal, what God shall we adore with our oblation? Who by his grandeur has become sole ruler of all the moving world that breeds and slumbers, he who is Lord of men and Lord of cattle, what God shall we adore with our oblation? His, through his might, are these snow-covered mountains, and men call sea and rasa his possession. His arms are these, his are these heavenly regions. What God shall we adore with our oblation? By him the heavens are strong, and earth is steadfast. By him light's realm and sky vault are supported. By him the regions in mid-air were measured. What God shall we adore with our oblation? To him, supported by his help, two armies embattled look while trembling in their spirit. When over them the risen sun is shining, what God shall we adore with our oblation? When the mighty waters came, containing the universal germ, producing Agni, thence sprang the gods' one spirit into being. What God shall we adore with our oblation? He in his might surveyed the floods containing productive force and generating worship. He is the God of gods, and none beside him. What God shall we adore with our oblation? Never may he harm us who is earth's begetter, nor he whose laws are sure, the heaven's creator, he who brought forth the great and lucid waters. What God shall we adore with our oblations? Prajapati, you only comprehend all these created things, and none beside you. Grant us our heart's desire when we invoke you. May we have store of riches in possession.
Hymn 122. Agni. I praise the God of wondrous might, like Indra, the lovely, pleasant guest whom all must welcome. May Agni, priest and master of the household, give hero strength and all-sustaining riches. O Agni, graciously accept this song of mine, you passing wise who know every ordinance, enwrapped in holy ghee, further the course of prayer, the gods bestow according to your holy law. Immortal, wandering round the seven stations, give, a liberal giver, to the pious worshipper. Wealth, Agni, with brave sons and ready for his use, welcome the man who comes with fuel to you. The seven who bring oblations, worship you, the strong, the first, the great chief priest, ensign of sacrifice, the ghee-anointed bull, Agni who hears, who sends as God full hero strength to him who freely gives. First messenger are you, meet for election, drink your fill, invited to the Amrit. The Maruts in the votary's house adorned you with praises, the Brighus gave you light and glory. Milking the teeming cow for all sustaining food, O wise one, for the worship-loving worshipper, thou, Agni, dropping ghee, thrice lighting works of dharma, shows your wisdom circling home and sacrifice. They who at flushing of this dawn appointed you their messenger, these men have paid you reverence. God strengthened you for work that must be glorified, Agni, while they made ghee pure for sacrifice. Arrangers in our synods, Agni, while they sang, Vasishtha's sons have called you down, the potent one. Maintain the growth of wealth with men who sacrifice. You gods, preserve us with your blessings evermore.
Hymn 123. Vena. See, Vena, born in light, has driven here, on chariot of the air, the calves of Prishni. Singers with hymns caress him as an infant there, where the waters and the sunlight mingle. Vena draws up his wave from out the ocean. Mist-born, the fair one's back is made apparent. Brightly he shone aloft on order's summit, the hosts sang glory to their common birthplace. Full many, lowing to their joint possession, dwelling together stood the darlings' mothers. Ascending to the lofty height of order, the bands of singers sip the sweets of Amrit. Knowing his form, the sages yearned to meet him. They have come nigh to hear the wild bulls bellow. Performing sacrifice, they reached the river. For the Gandharva found the immortal waters. The Apsaras, the lady sweetly smiling, supports her lover in most sublime heaven. In his friend's dwelling as a friend he wanders. He, Vena, rests him on his golden pinion. They gaze on you with longing in their spirit, as on a strong-winged bird that mounts skyward, on you with wings of gold, Varuna's envoy, the bird that hastens to the home of Yama. Erect to heaven has the Gandharva mounted, pointing at us his many-colored weapons, clad in sweet raiment, beautiful to look on, for he as light produces forms that please us. When as a spark he comes near the ocean, still looking with a vulture's eye to heaven, his lustre, joying in its own bright splendour, makes dear glories in the lowest region.
Hymn 124 Agni, etc.
Indra. Come to this sacrifice of ours, O Agni, threefold, with seven threads and five divisions. Be our oblation-bearer and preceder. You have lain long enough, enduring darkness.
Agni. I come, a god foreseeing from the godless to immortality by secret pathways, while I, ungracious one, desert the gracious, leave mine own friends, and seek the kin of strangers.
Varuna.
I, looking to the guest of other lineage, have founded many a rule of dharma and order. I bid farewell to the great God, the Father, and for neglect obtain my share of worship.
Soma.
I tarried many a year within this altar. I leave the Father, for my choice is Indra. Away pass Agni, Varuna, and Soma. Rule ever changes. This I come to favor.
Indra.
These asuras have lost their powers of magic, but you, O Varuna, if you do love me, O King, discerning truth and right from falsehood, come and be Lord and ruler of my kingdom. Here is the light of heaven. Here all is lovely. Here there is radiance. Here is air's wide region. Let us too slaughter Vritra. Forth, O Soma, you are oblation. Thereby we will serve you.
The sage has fixed his form by wisdom in the heavens. Varuna, with no violence, let the waters flow. Like women folk, the floods that bring prosperity have caught his hue and color as they gleamed and shone. These wait upon his loftiest power and vigor. He dwells in these who triumph in their godhead, and they, like people who elect their ruler, have in abhorrence turned away from Vritra. They call him Swan, the abhorrent flood's companion, moving in friendship with celestial waters. The poets in their thought have looked on Indra swiftly approaching when Anushtup calls him.
Hymn 125 Vak.
I travel with the Rudras and the Vasus, with the Adityas and all gods I wander. I hold aloft both Varuna and Mitra, Indra and Agni, and the pair of Ashwins. I cherish and sustain high-swelling Soma, and Tvashtar I support Pushan and Bhaga. I load with wealth the zealous sacrificer who pours the juice and offers his oblation. I am the queen, the gatherer up of treasures, most thoughtful, first of those who merit worship. Thus gods have established me in many places, with many homes to enter and abide in. Through me alone all eat the food that feeds them. Each man who sees, breathes, hears the word outspoken. They know it not, but yet they dwell beside me. Hear, one and all, the truth as I declare it. I truly, myself, announce and utter the word that gods and men alike shall welcome. I make the man I love exceeding mighty, make him a sage, a rishi, and a Brahman. I bend the bow for Rudra, that his arrow may strike and slay the hater of devotion. I rouse and order battle for the people, and I have penetrated earth and heaven. On the world's summit I bring forth the Father. My home is in the waters, in the ocean. Thence I extend over all existing creatures, and touch even yonder heaven with my forehead. I breathe strong breath like the wind and tempest, the while I hold together all existence. Beyond this wide earth and beyond the heavens, I have become so mighty in my grandeur.
Hymn 126 Vishvadevas.
No peril, no severe distress, you gods, affects the mortal man, whom Aryaman and Mitra lead, and Varuna of one accord, beyond his foes. This very thing do we desire, Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman, whereby you guard the mortal man from sore distress and lead him safe beyond his foes. These are each one our present helps, Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman, best leaders, best deliverers, to lead us on and bear us safe beyond our foes. You compass round and guard each man, Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman. In your dear keeping may we be, you who are excellent as guides beyond our foes. Adityas are beyond all foes, Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman, strong Rudra with the Marut host, Indra, Agni, let us call for wield beyond our foes. These lead us safely over all, Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman, these who are kings of living men, over all troubles, far away beyond our foes. May they give bliss to aid us well, Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman. May the Adityas, when we pray, grant us wide shelter and defense beyond our foes. As in this place, O holy ones, you Vasus freed even the Gaud when her feet were fettered, so free us now from trouble and affliction, and let our life be lengthened still, O Agni. Hymn 127. Night. With all her eyes, the goddess Night looks forth approaching many a spot. She has put all her glories on. Immortal she has filled the waste, the goddess has filled height and depth. She conquers darkness with her light. The goddess as she comes has set the dawn, her sister, in her place, and then the darkness vanishes. So favor us this night, O you whose pathways we have visited, as birds nest upon the tree. The villagers have sought their homes, and all that walks and all that flies, even the falcons intent on prey. Keep off the she-wolf and the wolf, O Urmia, keep the thief away, easy be you for us to pass. Clearly has she come nigh to me who adorns the dark with richest hues, O morning, cancel it like debts. These have I brought to you like kine, O night, you child of heaven, accept this praise song as for a conqueror. Hymn 128. Vishvadevas. Let me win glory, Agni, in our battles, enkindling you may we support our bodies. May the four regions bend and bow before me, with you for guardian may we win in combat. May all the gods be on my side in battle, the Maruts led by Indra, Vishnu, Agni. Mine be the middle air's extended region, and may the wind blow, favoring these my wishes. May the gods grant me riches, may the blessing and invocation of the gods assist me. Foremost in fight be the divine invokers, may we, unwounded, have brave heroes round us. For me let them present all mine oblations, and let my mind's intention be accomplished. May I be guiltless of the least transgression, and all you gods, do you combine to bless us. You six divine expanses, grant us freedom. Here, all you gods, acquit yourselves like heroes. Let us not lose our children or our bodies. Let us not benefit the foe, King Soma, baffling the wrath of our opponents, Agni. Guard us as our infallible protector. Let these your foes turn back and seek their houses, and let their thought who watch at home be ruined. Lord of the world, Creator of creators, the Saviour God who overcomes the foeman, may gods, Brihaspati, both Ashwins, shelter from ill this sacrifice and sacrificer, foodful and much invoked at this our calling, may the great bull vouchsafe us wide protection. Lord of bay coursers, Indra, protect our children, harm us not, give us not as prey to others. Let those who are our foemen stay afar from us. With Indra and with Agni, we will drive them off. Vasus, Adityas, Rudras have exalted me, made me far-reaching, mighty, thinker, sovereign lord.
Hymn 129. Creation. There was neither non-existence, nor existence then. There was neither the realm of space, nor this sky beyond, when what stirred? Where? In whose protection? Was there water bottomless, depthless deep? There was neither death nor immortality then. There was not a sign of night nor day. The One breathed, windless by its own being. And there was nothing else beyond. Darkness was shrouded by darkness in the beginning, and all this was water. The life force that was covered, layered with emptiness, that overcame with the power of heat. When desire came upon the One in the beginning, that was the first seed of mind. Poets seeking within their core with wisdom found the bond of existence in non-existence. Their cord was extended across. Was there below? Was there above? There were seed placers and seed receivers. There was an impulse below. There was giving forth above. Who really knows? Who will here declare it? Whence was it produced? Whence is this creation? The gods came afterwards with the creation of this universe. Who then knows whence this has arisen? Perhaps it formed itself, or perhaps it did not. The arranger, the One who gazes upon it, may know, or perhaps know not. Hymn 130. Creation. The sacrifice drawn out with threads on every side, stretched by 100 sacred ministers and One, this do these fathers weave who are come here. They sit beside the warp and cry, weave forth, weave back. The man extends it and the man unbinds it. Even to this vault of heaven has he outspun it. These pegs are fastened to the seat of worship. They made the Sama hymns their weaving shuttles. What were the rule, the order, and the model? What were the wooden fender and the melted butter? What were the hymn, the chant, the recitation, when to the God all deities paid worship? Closely was Gayatri conjoined with Agni, and closely Savitar combined with Ushne, brilliant with Ukthas, Soma joined Anushtup. Brihaspati's voice by Brihati was aided. Viraj adhered to Varuna and Mitra, here Trishtup, day by day, was Indra's portion. Jagati entered all the gods together, so by this knowledge men were raised to rishis. So by this knowledge men were raised to rishis, when ancient sacrifice sprang up our fathers. With the mind's eye I think that I behold them who first performed this sacrificial worship, they who were versed in ritual and meter, in hymns and rules, were the 7 godlike rishis. Viewing the path of those of old, the sages have taken up the reins like chariot drivers.
Hymn 131. Indra. Drive all our enemies away, O Indra, the western mighty conqueror and the eastern. Hero, drive off our northern foes and southern, that we in your wide shelter may be joyful. What then?
As men whose fields are full of barley reap the ripe corn, removing it in order, so bring the food of those men, bring it hither, who went not to prepare the grass for worship. Men come not with one horse at sacred sessions, thus they obtain no honor in assemblies. Sages desiring herds of kine and horses strengthened the mighty Indra for his friendship. You, Ashwins, lords of splendor, drank full draughts of grateful Soma juice and aided Indra in his work with Namuchi of Asura birth. As parents aid a son, both Ashwins, Indra, aided you with their wondrous powers and wisdom. When you with might had drunk the draught that gladdens, Sarasvati, O Maghavan, refreshed you. Indra is strong to save, rich in assistance. May he, possessing all, be kind and gracious. May he disperse our foes and give us safety, and may we be the lords of hero vigor. May we enjoy his favor, his the holy, may we enjoy his blessed loving kindness. May this rich Indra, as our good protector, drive off and keep afar all those who hate us.
Hymn 132. Mitra Varuna.
May Dios, the Lord of lauded wealth and earth, stand by the man who offers sacrifice, and may the Ashwins, both the gods, strengthen the worshipper with bliss. As such we honor you, Mitra and Varuna, with hasty zeal, most blessed, you who sustain the folk. So may we, through your friendship for the worshipper, subdue the fiends. And when we seek to win your love and friendship, we who have precious wealth in our possession, or when the worshipper augments his riches, let not his treasures be shut up. That other Asura, too, was born of heaven. You are, O Varuna, the king of all men. The chariot's lord was well content, forbearing to anger death by sin so great. This sin has Sakaputa here committed. Heroes who fled to their dear friend he slays, when the steed brings down your grace and favor in bodies dear and worshipful. Your mother Aditi, you wise, was purified with water even as earth is purified from heaven. Show love and kindness here below. Wash her in rays of heavenly light. You twain have seated you as lords of wealth, as one who mounts a chariot to him who sits upon the pole upon the wood. These our disheartened tribes, Nrimedhas saved from woe, Sumedhas saved from woe.
Hymn 133. Indra.
Sing strength to Indra that shall set his chariot in the foremost place. Giver of room in closest fight, slayer of foes in shock of war, be you our great encourager. Let the weak bowstrings break upon the bows of feeble enemies. You did destroy the dragon. You sent the rivers down to earth. Foeless, O Indra, were you born. You tend well each choice thing. Therefore we draw us close to you. Let the weak bowstrings break upon the bows of feeble enemies. Destroyed be all malignities and all our enemies' designs. Your bolt you cast at the foe, O Indra, who would smite us dead. Your liberal bounty gives us wealth. The robber people round about, Indra, who watch and aim at us, trample them down beneath your foot. A conquering scatterer are you. Whoso assails us, Indra, be the man a stranger or a kin, bring down yourself his strength, although it be as vast as are the heavens. Close to your friendship do we cling, O Indra, and depend on you. Lead us beyond all pain and grief along the path of Dharma. Bestow upon us her, O Indra, who yields according to the singer's longing, that the great cow may with exhaustless udder, pouring 1,000 streams, give milk to feed us.
Hymn 134. Indra.
As like the morning you have filled, O Indra, both the earth and heaven, So as the Mighty One, great King of all the mighty world of men, the Goddess Mother brought you forth, the Blessed Mother gave you life. Relax that mortal's stubborn strength, whose heart is bent on wickedness. Trample him down beneath your feet, who watches for and aims at us. The Goddess Mother brought you forth, the Blessed Mother gave you life. Shake down, O slayer of the foe, those great all-splendid enemies, with all your powers, O Shakra, all your helps, O Indra, shake them down, as you, O Shatakratu, you, O Indra, shake all things down, as wealth for him who sheds the juice, with your assistance thousandfold, around, on every side, like drops of sweat, let lightning flashes fall, let all malevolence pass away from us, like threads of Durva grass. You bear in your hand a lance like a long hook, great counselor, as with his foremost foot a goat, draw down the branch, O Maghavan. Never, O gods, do we offend, nor are we ever obstinate. We walk as holy texts command. Closely we clasp and cling to you, cling to your sides, beneath your arms.
Hymn 135. In the tree clothed with goodly leaves where Yama drinks with the gods, the father, master of the house, tends with love our ancient sires. I looked reluctantly on him who cherishes those men of old, on him who treads that evil path, and then I yearned for this again.
You mount, though you do not see, O child, the new and wheelless chariot, which you have fashioned mentally, one-poled, but turning every way. The chariot which you have made to roll hitherward from the sages, child, this has the salmon followed close, hence laid together on a ship.
Who was the father of the child? Who made the chariot roll away? Who will this day declare to us how the funeral gift was made? When the funeral gift was placed, straightway the point of flame appeared. A depth extended in front, a passage out was made behind. Here is the seat where Yama dwells, that which is called the home of gods. Here minstrels blow the flute for him, here he is glorified with songs.
Hymn 136. Caissons.
He with the long loose locks supports Agni and moisture, heaven and earth. He is all sky to look upon. He with long hair is called this light. The Munis, girdled with the wind, wear garments soiled of yellow hue. They, following the wind's swift course, go where the gods have gone before. Transported with our munihood, we have pressed on into the winds. You, therefore, mortal men, behold our natural bodies and no more. The muni, made associate in the holy work of every god, looking upon all varied forms, flies through the region of the air. The steed of Vata, Vayu's friend, the muni, by the gods impelled, in both the oceans has his home, in eastern and in western sea, treading the path of sylvan beasts, Gandharvas and Apsarasas. He with long locks, who knows the wish, is a sweet, most delightful friend. Vayu has churned for him, for him he pounds things most hard to bend, when he with long loose locks has drunk with Rudra water from the cup.
Hymn 137. Vishvadevas.
You gods, raise up once more the man whom you have humbled and brought low. O gods, restore to life again the man who has committed sin. Two several winds are blowing here from Sindhu, from a distant land. May one breathe energy to you, the other blow disease away. Hither, O wind, blowing healing balm, blow all disease away, you wind. For you, who have all medicine, come as envoy of the gods. I am come nigh to you with balms to give you rest and keep you safe. I bring you blessed strength. I drive your weakening malady away.
Here let the gods deliver him, the Maruts band deliver him, all things that be deliver him, that he be freed from his disease. The waters have their healing power, the waters drive disease away, the waters have a balm for all, let them make medicine for you. The tongue that leads the voice proceeds. Then, with our tenfold branching hands, with these two chasers of disease, we stroke you with a gentle touch.
Hymn 138. Indra.
Allied with you in friendship, Indra, these your priests remembering Dharma rent Vritra limb from limb, when they bestowed the dawns and let the waters flow, and when you did chastise dragons at Kutsa's call. You sent forth productive powers, split the hills, you drove forth the kine, you drank pleasant honey, you gave increase through this tree's surpassing might, the sun shone by the hymn that sprang from Dharma. In the midway of heaven, the sun unyoked his chariot. The Arya found a match to meet his Dasa foe. Associate with Rijisvan, Indra overthrew the solid forts of Pipru, conjuring Asura. He boldly cast down forts which none had ever assailed. Unwearied, he destroyed the godless treasure stores. Like sun and moon, he took the stronghold's wealth away, and, praised in song, demolished foes with flashing dart. Armed with resistless weapon, with vast power to cleave, the Vritra slayer whets his darts and deals forth wounds. Bright Ushas was afraid of Indra's slaughtering bolt. She went upon her way and left her chariot there. These are your famous exploits, only yours, when you alone have left the other reft of sacrifice. You in the heavens have set the ordering of the moons, the Father bears the wheel's rim portioned out by you.
Hymn 139. Savitar.
Savitar, golden-haired, has lifted eastward, bright with the sunbeams, his eternal luster. He in whose energy wise Pushan marches, surveying all existence like a herdsman. Beholding men, he sits amid the heaven, filling the two world halves and air's wide region. He looks upon the rich, far-spreading pastures between the eastern and the western limit. He, root of wealth, the gatherer up of treasures, looks with his might on every form and figure. Savitar, like a god whose dharma is constant, stands in the battle for the spoil like Indra. Waters from sacrifice came to the Gandharva Visvavasu, O Soma, when they saw him. Indra, approaching quickly, marked their going, and looked around upon the sun's enclosures. This song Visvavasu shall sing us, meter of air's mid-realm celestial Gandharva, that we may know aright both truth and falsehood. May he inspire our thoughts and help our praises. In the flood's track, he found the booty-seeker. The rocky cowpen's doors he threw wide open. These, the Gandharva told him, rowed with Amrit. Indra knew well the puissance of the dragons.
Hymn 140. Agni.
Agni, life, power, and fame are yours. Your fires blaze mightily, you rich in wealth of beams. Sage, passing bright, you give to the worshipper with strength the food that merits praise. With brilliant, purifying sheen, with perfect sheen, you lift up yourself in light. You, visiting both your mothers, aid them as sun. You join close the earth and heaven. O Jatavedas, son of strength, rejoice thyself, gracious in our fair hymns and songs. In you are treasured various forms of strengthening food, born nobly and of wondrous help. Agni, spread forth as ruler over living things, give wealth to us, immortal God. You shine out from beauty fair to look upon. You lead us to conquering power. To him, the wise who orders sacrifice, who has great riches under his control, you give blessed award of good and plenteous food, give him wealth that conquers all. The men have set before them for their welfare Agni, strong, visible to all the holy. You, godlike one, with ears to hear, most famous, men's generations magnify with praise songs.
Hymn 141. Vishvadevas.
Turn this way, Agni, speak to us. Come to us with a gracious mind. Enrich us, master of the house, you are the giver of our wealth.
Let Aryaman vouchsafe us wealth, and Bhaga, and Brihaspati. Let the gods give their gifts, and let Sunrita, goddess, grant us wealth.
We call King Soma to our aid, and Agni with our songs and hymns, Adityas, Vishnu, Surya, and the Brahman priest Brihaspati, Indra, Vayu, Brihaspati, gods swift to listen, we invoke, that in the synod all the folk may be benevolent to us. Urge Aryaman to send us gifts, and Indra and Brihaspati, Vata, Vishnu, Saraswati, and the strong courser Savitar.
Do you, O Agni, with your fires, strengthen our prayer and sacrifice, urge givers to bestow their wealth to aid our service of the gods.
Hymn 142.
Agni. With you, O Agni, was this singer of the praise. He has no other kinship, O you son of strength. You give blessed shelter with a triple guard. Keep the destructive lightning far away from us. Your birth, who seek food, is in the falling flood. Agni, as comrade, you win all living things. Our courses and our songs shall be victorious. They of themselves advance like one who guards the herd. And you, O Agni, you of godlike nature, spare the stones while carrying up the brushwood. Then are your tracks like deserts in the cornlands. Let us not stir to wrath your mighty arrow. Over hills, through vales, devouring as you go, you part like an army intent on booty, as when a barber shaves a beard, you shave earth when the wind blows on your flame and fans it. Apparent are his lines as he approaches. The course is single, but the chariots are many. When Agni, you, making your arms resplendent, advance over the land spread out beneath you. Now let your strength, your burning flames fly upward. Your energies, O Agni, as you toil, gape widely, bend you, growing in your vigor. Let all the Vasus sit this day beside you. This is the water's reservoir, the great abode of gathered streams. Take another path than this, and walk on it as you wish. On your way hitherward and hence, let flowery durva grass spring up. Let there be lakes with lotus blooms. These are the mansions of the flood.
Hymn 143. Ashwins.
You made that Atri, worn with time, free as a horse to win the goal. When you restored to youth and strength, Kakshivan like a chariot renewed. You freed that Atri like a horse and brought him newly born to earth. You loosed him like a firm tied knot which gods unsoiled by dust had bound. Heroes who showed most wondrous power to Atri strive to win fair songs. For then, O heroes of the sky, your hymn of praise shall cease no more. This claims your notice, bounteous gods, oblation, Ashwins, and our love, that you, O heroes, in the fight may bring us safe to ample room. You twain to Bhujju tossed about in ocean at the region's end, Nasatyas, with your winged steeds came nigh and gave him strength to win. come with your joys, most liberal gods, lords of all treasures, bringing well-being, like fresh full waters to a well, so, heroes, come and be with us.
Hymn 144. Indra.
This deathless Indu, like a steed, strong and of full vitality, belongs to you, the orderer. Here by us for the worshipper is the wise bolt that works with skill. It brings the bubbling beverage as a dexterous man brings the effectual strong drink. Impetuous Ahisuva, a bull among cows of his, looked down upon the restless hawk. That the strong pinioned bird has brought, child of the falcon, from afar, what moves upon 100 wheels along the female dragon's path, which, fair, unrobbed, the falcon brought you in his foot, the red-hued dwelling of the juice. Through this came vital power, which lengthens out our days, and kinship through its help awoke. So Indra is by Indu's power, even among gods will it repel great treachery. Wisdom, most sapient one, brings force that lengthens life. May wisdom bring the juice to us.
Hymn 145. Sapatani Badhanam.
From out the earth I dig this plant, a herb of most effectual power, with which one quells the rival wife and gains the husband for oneself. Auspicious with expanded leaves, sent by the gods, victorious plant, blow the rival wife away, and make my husband only mine. Stronger am I, O stronger one, yea, mightier than the mightier, and she who is my rival wife is lower than the lowest women. Her very name I utter not. She takes no pleasure in this man. Far into distance most remote drive we the rival wife away. I am the conqueror, and you also act victorious. As victory attends us both, we will subdue my fellow wife. I have gained you for vanquisher, have grasped you with a stronger spell. As a cow hastens to her calf, so let your spirit speed to me, hasten like water on its way.
Hymn 146. Aranyani.
Goddess of wild and forest, who seems to vanish from the sight, how is it that you seek not the village? Are you not afraid? When the grasshopper replies and swells the shrill cicala's voice, seeming to sound with tinkling bells, the lady of the wood exults. And yonder, cattle seem to graze, what seems a dwelling place appears. Or else at eve, the lady of the forest seems to free the wains. Here one is calling to his cow, another there has felled a tree. At eve, the dweller in the wood fancies that somebody has screamed. The goddess never slays unless some murderous enemy approach. Man eats of savory fruit and then takes, as he wills, his rest. Now have I praised the forest queen, sweet-scented, redolent of balm, the mother of all sylvan things, who tills not but has stores of food.
Hymn 147.
Indra. I trust in your first wrathful deed, O Indra, when you slew Vritra and did work to profit man. What time the two world halves fell short of you in might, and the earth trembled at your force, O thunder-armed. You with your magic powers did rend the conjurer Vritra, O blameless one, with heart that longed for fame. Heroes elect you when they battle for the prey, you in all sacrifices worthy of renown. God much invoked, take pleasure in these princes here, who, your exalters, Maghavan, have come to wealth. In synods when the right succeeds, they him the strong for sons and progeny and riches undisturbed. That man shall find delight in well-protected wealth, whose care provides for him the quick-sought joyous draught. Bringing oblations, strengthened Maghavan by you, he swiftly wins the spoil with heroes in the fight. Now for our band, O Maghavan, when lauded, make ample room with might and grant us riches. Magician you, our Varuna and Mitra, deal food to us, O wondrous, as dispenser.
Hymn 148. Indra.
When we have pressed the juice, we praise you, Indra, and when most valorous, we have won the booty. Bring us prosperity as each desires it. Under your own protection may we conquer. Sublime from birth, may you, O Indra, hero, with Surya overcome the Dasa races. As by a fountain side, we bring the Soma that lay concealed, close hidden in the waters. Answer the votaries' hymns, for these you know, craving the Rishi's prayer, thyself a singer. May we be they who take delight in Somas. These with sweet food for you, O chariot rider, these holy prayers, O Indra, have I sung you. Grant to the men the strength of men, you hero. Be of one mind with those in whom you rejoice. Keep you the singers safe and their companions. Listen to Prithi's call, heroic Indra, and be you praised by the hymns of Venya. Him who has sung you to your ghee-rich dwelling, whose rolling songs have sped you like a torrent.
Hymn 149. Savitar.
Savitar fixed the earth with bands to bind it, and made heaven steadfast where no prop supported. Savitar milked, as 'twere a restless courser, air, sea, bound fast to what no foot had trodden. Well knows Savitar, O child of waters, where ocean, firmly fixed, overflowed its limit. Thence sprang the world, from that uprose the region. Thence heaven spread out, and the wide earth expanded. Then, with a crowd full of immortal beings, this other realm came later, high and holy. First, truly, Savitar's strong-pinioned eagle was born, and he obeys his law forever. As warriors to their steeds, kind to their village, as fond milk-giving cows approach their youngling, as man to wife, let Savitar come downward to us, heaven's bearer, lord of every blessing. Like the Angirasa Hiranyastupa, I called you, Savitar, to this achievement, so worshipping and lording you for favor, I watch for you as for the stalk of Soma.
Hymn 150. Agni.
You, bearer of oblations, though kindled, are kindled for the gods. With the Adityas, Rudras, Vasus, come to us. To show us favor, come to us. Come hither and accept with joy this sacrifice and hymn of ours. O kindled God, we mortals are invoking you, calling on you to show us grace. I praise you, Jatavedas, you Lord of all blessings, with my song. Agni, bring here the gods whose dharma we love, whose dharma we love, to show us grace. Agni, the god, was made the great high priest of gods. Rishis have kindled Agni, men of mortal mold. Agni, I invocate for winning ample wealth, kindly disposed for winning wealth. Atri and Bhardavaja and Gavishthira, Kanva and Trasadasyu, in our fight he helped. On Agni calls Vasishtha, even the household priest, to win his grace.
Hymn 151. Faith.
By faith is Agni kindled. Through faith is oblation offered up. We celebrate with praises fate upon the height of happiness. Bless you the man who gives, O fate. Fate, bless the man who wants to give. Bless you the liberal worshippers. Bless you the word that I have said. Even as the deities maintained faith in the mighty asuras, so make this uttered wish of mine true for the liberal worshippers. Guarded by Vayu, gods and men who sacrifice draw near to faith. Man wins faith by yearnings of the heart, and opulence by faith. Faith in the early morning, faith at noonday will we invocate, faith at the setting of the sun, O faith, endow us with belief. Hymn 152. Indra. A mighty governor are you, wondrous destroyer of the foe, whose friend is never done to death and never, never overcome. Lord of the clan who brings us bliss, strong warrior, slayer of the fiend, may Indra, Soma drinker, go before us, bull who gives us peace. Drive Rakshasas and foes away, break you in pieces Vritra's jaws, O Vritra slaying Indra, quell the foeman's wrath who threatens us. O Indra, beat our foes away, humble the men who challenge us, send down to nether darkness him who seeks to do us injury, baffle the foeman's plan, ward off his weapon who would conquer us, give shelter from his furious wrath, and keep his murdering dart afar. Hymn 153. Indra. Swaying about, the active ones came near Indra at his birth and shared his great heroic might. Based upon strength and victory and power, O Indra is your birth. Thou, mighty one, are strong indeed. You are the Vritra slayer. You, Indra, have spread the firmament. You have with might upheld the heavens. You, Indra, bear in your arms the lightning that accords with you, wetting your thunderbolt with might. You, Indra, are preeminent over all creatures in your might. You have pervaded every place. Hymn 154. New Life. For some is Soma purified, some sit by sacrificial ghee. To those for whom the honey flows forth, even to those let him depart. Invincible through fervor, those whom fervor has advanced to heaven, who showed great fervor in their lives, even to those let him depart. The heroes who contend in war and boldly cast their lives away, or who give gifts thousandfold, even to those let him depart. Yea, the first followers of Dharma, Dharma's pure and holy strengtheners, the fathers, Yama, fervor moved, even to those let him depart. Skilled in a thousand ways and means, the sages who protect the sun, the rishis, Yama, fervor moved, even to those let him depart. Hymn 155. Various. Arayi, one-eyed limping hag, fly ever screeching to the hill. We frighten you away with these, the heroes of Sirimbitha. Scared from this place, and that is she, destroyer of each germ unborn. Go, sharp-horned Brahmanaspati, and drive Arayi far away. That log that floats without a man to guide it on the river's edge, seize it, you thing with hideous jaws, and go you far away thereon. When, foul with secret stain and spot, you hastened onward to the breast, all Indra's enemies were slain and passed away like froth and foam. These men have led about the cow, have duly carried Agni round, and raised their glory to the gods. Who will attack them with success? Hymn 156.
Agni.
Let songs of ours speed Agni forth like a fleet courser in the race, and we will win each prize through him. Agni, the dart whereby we gain kind for ourselves with help from you, that send us for the gain of wealth. O Agni, bring us wealth secure, vast wealth in horses and in kine. Oil you the socket, turn the wheel. O Agni, you have made the sun, eternal star to mount the sky, bestowing light on living men. You, Agni, are the people's light, best, dearest, seated in your shrine. Watch for the singer, give him life.
Hymn 157. Vishvadevas.
We will with Indra and all gods to aid us bring these existing worlds into subjection. Our sacrifice, our bodies and our offspring, let Indra form together with Adityas. With the Adityas, with the band of Maruts, may Indra be protector of our bodies. As when the gods came, after they had slaughtered the Asuras, keeping safe their godlike nature, brought the sun hitherward with mighty powers, and looked about them on their vigorous godhead.
Hymn 158. Surya.
May Surya guard us out of heaven, and Vata from the firmament, and Agni from terrestrial spots. You, Savitar, whose flame deserves 100 libations, be you pleased. From falling lightning keep us safe. May Savitar the god, and may Parvata also give us sight. May the Creator give us sight. Give sight to our eye. Give you our body's sight that they may see. May we survey, discern this world. Thus, Surya, may we look on you. On you most lovely to behold, see clearly with the eyes of men.
Hymn 159. Sachi Polumi.
Yonder sun has mounted up, and this my happy fate, hate mounted high. I, knowing this, as conqueror, have won my husband for mine own. I am the banner and the head. A mighty arbitress am I. I am victorious, and my lord shall be submissive to my will. My sons are slayers of the foe. My daughter is a ruling queen. I am victorious. Over my lord, my song of triumph is supreme. Oblation, that which Indra gave, and thus grew glorious and most high, this have I offered, O you gods, and rid me of each rival wife. Destroyer of the rival wife, sole spouse, victorious, conqueror, the other's glory have I seized, as 'twere the wealth of weaker dames. I have subdued, as conqueror, these rivals, these my fellow wives, that I may hold imperial sway over this hero and the folk.
Hymn 160. Indra.
Taste this strong draught enriched with offered foods. With all your chariot here unyoke your coursers. Let not those other sacrifices stay you, Indra. These juices shed for you are ready. Yours is the juice effused. Yours are the juices yet to be pressed. Our resonant songs invite you. O Indra, pleased today with this libation, come, you who know all, and drink the soma. Whoso devoted to the god effuses soma for him with yearning heart and spirit, never does Indra give away his cattle. For him he makes the lovely soma famous. He looks with loving favor on the mortal who, like a rich man, pours for him the soma. Maghavan in his bended arms supports him. He slays unasked the men who hate devotion. We call on you to come to us, desirous of goods and spoil, of cattle and of horses. For your new love and favor are we present. Let us invoke you, Indra, as our welfare.
Hymn 161. Indra.
For life I set you free by this oblation from the unknown decline and from consumption. Or, if the grasping demon have possessed him, free him from her, O Indra, you and Agni. Be his days ended. Be he now departed, be he brought very near to death already, out of destruction's lap again I bring him, save him for life to last 100 autumns. With 100-eyed oblation, 100-autumned, bringing 100 lives have I restored him, that Indra for 100 years may lead him safe to the farther shore of all misfortune. Live. Growing in your strength 100 autumns, live through 100 springs, 100 winters, through 100 lived oblation, Indra, Agni, Brihaspati, Savitar, yield him for 100. So have I found and rescued thee. You have returned with youth renewed, whole in your members. I have found your sight and all your life for you. Hymn 162. Agni. May Agni, yielding to our prayer, the Rakshas slayer, drive away the malady of evil name that has beset your laboring womb. Agni, concurring in the prayer, drive off the eater of the flesh, the malady of evil name that has attacked your babe and womb. That which destroys the sinking germ, the settled, moving embryo, that which will kill the babe at birth, even this will we drive far away. That which divides your legs, that it may lie between the married pair, that penetrates and licks your side, even this will we exterminate. What rests by you in borrowed form of brother, lover, or of lord, and would destroy your progeny, even this will we exterminate. That which through sleep or darkness has deceived you and lies down by you, and will destroy your progeny, even this will we exterminate. Hymn 163. From both your nostrils, from your eyes, from both your ears, and from your chin, forth from your head and brain and tongue, I drive your malady away. From the neck tendons and the neck, from the breast bones and from the spine, from shoulders, upper, lower arms, I drive your malady away. From viscera and all within, forth from the rectum, from the heart, from kidneys, liver, and from spleen, I drive your malady away. From thighs, from kneecaps, and from heels, and from the forepart of the feet, from hips, from stomach, and from groin, I drive your malady away. From what is voided from within, and from your hair, and from the nails, from all thyself, from top to toe, I drive your malady away. From every member, every hair, disease that comes in every joint, from all thyself, from top to toe, I drive your malady away. Hymn 164. Dream Charm. Avaunt, you master of the mind, depart and vanish far away. Look on destruction far from hence, the live man's mind is manifold. A happy boon do men elect, a mighty blessing they obtain, bliss with Vaivasvata they see. The live man's mind seeks many a place. If by address, by blame, by imprecation, we have committed sin, awake or sleeping, all hateful acts of ours, all evil doings, may Agni bear away to distant places, when Indra, Brahmanaspati, our deeds are wrongful and unjust, may provident Angirasa prevent our foes from troubling us. We have prevailed this day and won. We are made free from sin and guilt. Ill thoughts that visit us awake or sleeping seize the man we hate, yea, seize the man who hates us.
Hymn 165, Vishvadevas.
Gods, whatsoever the dove came hither seeking, sent to us as the envoy of destruction, for that let us sing hymns and make atonement. Well be it with our quadrupeds and bipeds. Auspicious be the dove that has been sent us, a harmless bird, you gods, within our dwelling. May Agni, sage, be pleased with our oblation, and may the missile borne on wings avoid us. Let not the arrow that has wings distract us. Beside the fireplace, on the hearth it settles. May it bring welfare to our men and cattle. Here let the doves, you gods, forbear to harm us. The screeching of the owl is ineffective, and when beside the fire the dove has settled, to him who sent it hither as an envoy, to him be reverence paid, to death, to Yama. Drive forth the dove, chase it with holy verses, rejoicing, bring you hither food and cattle. Barring the way against all grief and trouble, let the swift bird fly forth and leave us vigor.
Hymn 166, Sapatnanasanam.
Make me a bull among my peers, make me my rival's conqueror, make me the slayer of my foes, a sovereign ruler, lord of kine. I am my rival's slayer, like Indra unwounded and unhurt, and all these enemies of mine are vanquished and beneath my feet. Here truly I bind you fast, as the two bow ends with the string press down these men, O Lord of speech, that they may humbly speak to me. Hither I came as conqueror with mighty all-effecting power, and I have mastered all your thought, your synod, and your holy work. May I be highest, having gained your strength in war, your skill in peace, my feet have trodden on your heads. Speak to me from beneath my feet, as frogs from out the water croak, as frogs from out the water croak.
Hymn 167, Indra.
This pleasant honey, O Indra, is effused for you. You are the ruling lord of beaker and of juice. Bestow on us wealth with many hero sons, you having glowed with fervor one heavenly light. Let us call Shakra to libations here effused, winner of light who delights in the potent juice. Mark well this sacrifice of ours and come to us. We pray to Maghavan, the vanquisher of hosts. By royal Soma's and by Varuna's decree, under Brihaspati's and Anumati's guard, this day by your authority, O Maghavan, maker, disposer, have I enjoyed the jars. I too, urged on, have had my portion in the bowl, and as the first prince, I drew forth this my hymn of praise. When with the prize I came to the flowing juice, O Vishvamitra, Jamadagni, to your home.
Hymn 168, Vayu.
O the wind's chariot, O its power and glory, crashing it goes and has a voice of thunder. It makes the regions red and touches heaven, and as it moves, the dust of earth is scattered. Along the traces of the wind they hurry, they come to him as dames to an assembly. Borne on his chariot with these for his attendants, the god speeds forth, the universe's monarch. Travelling on the paths of air's mid-region, no single day does he take rest or slumber. Holy and earliest born, friend of the waters, where did he spring, and from what region came he? Germ of the world, the deity's vital spirit, this god moves ever as his will inclines him. His voice is heard, his shape is ever viewless. Let us adore this wind with our oblation.
Hymn 169, Cows.
May the wind blow upon our cows with healing. May they eat herbage full of vigorous juices. May they drink waters rich in life and ghee. To food that moves on feet be gracious, Rudra. Like-colored, various-hued, or single-colored, whose names through sacrifice are known to Agni, whom the Angiras is produced by fervor, vouchsafe to these, Parjanya, great protection. Those who have offered to the gods their bodies, whose varied forms are all well known to Soma, those grant us in our cattle pen, O Indra, with their full streams of milk and plenteous offspring. Prajapati, bestowing these upon me, one-minded with all gods and with the fathers, has to our cow pen brought auspicious cattle. So may we own the offspring they will bear us.
Hymn 170. Surya.
May the bright god drink glorious soma-mingled honey, giving the sacrifice's lord uninjured life. He who, wind-urged, in person guards our offspring well, has nourished them with food and shines over many a land. Radiant as high truth, cherished best at winning strength, truth based upon the statute that supports the heavens, he rose, a light that kills Vratras and enemies, best slayer of the Dasyus, Asuras, and foes. This light, the best of lights, supreme, all-conquering, winner of riches, is exalted with high lord. All-lightning, radiant, mighty as the sun to see, he spreads wide, unfailing victory and strength. Beaming forth splendor with your light, you have attained heaven's lustrous realm. By you were brought together all existing things, possessor of all Godhead, all-effecting God.
Hymn 171. Indra. For Ita's sake who pressed the juice, you, Indra, did protect his chariot and hear the Soma-giver's call. You from his skin have borne the head of the swift-moving combatant and sought the Soma-pourer's home. Vainya, that mortal man, have you, for Astrabudhna, the devout, O Indra, many a time set free. Bring, Indra, to the east again that son who now is in the west, even against the will of gods.
Hymn 172. Dawn. With all your beauty come. The kine approaching with full udders follow on your path. Come with kind thoughts, most liberal, rousing the warrior's hymn of praise with bounteous ones, as nourishers we tie the thread, and liberal with our bounty offer sacrifice. Dawn drives away her sister's gloom, and through her excellence makes her retrace her path.
Hymn 173. The King.
Be with us. I have chosen you. Stand steadfast and immovable. Let all the people wish for you. Let not your kingship fall away. Be even here. Fall not away. Be like a mountain unremoved. Stand steadfast here like Indra's self, and hold the kingship in the grasp. This man has Indra established, made secure by strong oblation's power. May Soma speak a benison and Brahmanaspati on him. Firm is the sky and firm the earth, and steadfast also are these hills. Steadfast is all this living world, and steadfast is this king of men. Steadfast may Varuna the king, steadfast the god Brihaspati, steadfast may Indra, steadfast too may Agni. Keep your steadfast reign. On constant Soma, let us think with constant sacrificial gift, and then may Indra make the clans bring tribute to you alone.
Hymn 174. The King.
With offering for success in fight whence Indra was victorious, with this, O Brahmanaspati, let us attain to royal sway. Subduing those who rival us, subduing all malignities, withstand the man who menaces, withstand the man who angers us. Soma and Savitar, the god, have made you a victorious king. All elements have aided you to make you general conqueror. Oblation, that which Indra gave, and thus grew glorious and most high, this have I offered gods, and hence now truly am rivalless. Slayer of rivals, rivalless, victorious, with royal sway, over these beings may I rule, may I be sovereign of the folk.
Hymn 175. Press Stones.
May Savitar the god, O stones, stir you according to dharma, be harnessed to the shafts and press. Stones, drive calamity away, drive you away malevolence. Make you the cows our medicine. Of one accord, the upper stones, giving the bull his bull-like strength, look down with pride on those below. May Savitar the god, O stones, stir you as dharma commands for him who sacrifices pouring juice.
Hymn 176. Agni.
With hymns of praise their sons have told aloud the Ribhu's mighty deeds, who all supporting have enjoyed the earth as 'twere a mother cow. Bring forth the gods with song divine, bring Jatavedas hitherward, to bear our gifts at once to heaven. He here, a god-devoted priest, led forward comes to sacrifice, like a chariot covered for the road, he, knowing, knows himself the way. This Agni rescues from distress, as 'twere from the immortal race, a god yet mightier than strength, a god who has been made for life.
Hymn 177. Maya Bhed. The sapient with their spirit and their mind behold the bird adorned with all an asura's magic might. Sages observe him in the ocean's inmost depth. The wise disposers seek the station of his rays. The flying bird bears speech within his spirit, before the Gandharva in the womb pronounced it. And at the seat of sacrifice, the sages cherish this radiant, heavenly bright invention. I saw the herdsman, him who never rests, approaching and departing on his pathways. He, clothed in gathered and diffusive splendor within the worlds, continually travels.
Hymn 178. Tarksya. This very mighty one whom gods commission, the conqueror of chariots, ever triumphant, swift, fleet to battle, with uninjured wheel rims, even Tarksya for our wheel will we call hither. As though we offered up our gifts to Indra, may we ascend him as a ship for safety. Like the two wide worlds, broad, deep, far extended, may we be safe both when he comes and leaves you. He who with might the five lands have pervaded, like Surya with his lustre and the waters, his strength wins hundreds, thousands, none avert it, as the young maid repels not her lover.
Hymn 179. Indra.
Now lift you up yourselves, and look on Indra's seasonable share. If it be ready, offer it. Unready, you have been remiss. Oblation is prepared. Come to us, Indra. The sun has travelled over half his journey. Friends with their stores are sitting round you, waiting like lords of clans for the tribe's wandering chieftain. Dressed in the udder and on fire, I fancy, well dressed, I fancy, is this recent present. Drink, Indra. of the curd of noon's libation with favor, Thunderer, you whose deeds are mighty.
Hymn 180. Indra.
O much invoked, you have subdued your foemen. Your might is loftiest, here display your bounty. In your right hand, O Indra, bring us treasures. You are the lord of rivers filled with riches. Like a dread wild beast roaming on the mountain, you have approached us from the farthest distance. Wetting your bold and your sharp blade, O Indra, crush you the foe and scatter those who hate us. You, mighty Indra, sprang into being as strength for lovely lordship over the people. You drove off the folk who were unfriendly, and to the gods you gave room and freedom.
Hymn 181. Vishvadevas.
Vasishtha mastered the Rathantara, took it from radiant Dhatar, Savitar, and Vishnu. Oblation, portion of fourfold oblation, known by the names of Saprathas and Prathas. These sages found what lay remote and hidden, the sacrifice's loftiest secret essence. From radiant Dhatar, Savitar and Vishnu, from Agni, Bhardwaja, brought the Brihat. They found with mental eyes the earliest Yajus, a pathway to the gods that had descended. From radiant Dhatar, Savitar and Vishnu, from Surya, did these sages bring the Gharma.
Hymn 182. Brihaspati.
Brihaspati, lead us safely over troubles, and turn his evil thought against the sinner. Repel the curse and drive away ill feeling, and give the sacrificer peace and comfort. May Narashansa aid us at Prayaja. Blessed be our Anuyaja at invokings. May he repel the curse and chase ill feeling, and give the sacrificer peace and comfort. May he whose head is flaming burn the demons, haters of prayer, so that the arrow slay them. May he repel the curse and chase ill-feeling and give the sacrifice of peace and comfort.
Hymn 183. The Sacrificer, etc.
I saw you meditating in your spirit, what sprang from fervor and has thence developed. Bestowing offspring here, bestowing riches, spread in your offspring, you who crave children.
I saw you pondering in your heart, and praying that in due time your body might be fruitful. Come as a youthful woman, rise to meet me. Spread in your offspring, you who crave children. In plants and herbs, in all existent beings, I have deposited the germ of increase. All progeny on earth have I engendered, and sons in women who will be hereafter.
Hymn 184.
May Vishnu form and mould the womb. May Tvashtar duly shape the forms. Prajapati infuse the stream, and Dhatar lay the germ for you. O Sinivali, set the germ, set you the germ, Sarasvati. May the twain gods bestow the germ, the Ashwins crowned with lotuses. That which the Ashwins train rub forth with the attrition sticks of gold, that germ of yours we invocate, that in the 10th month you may bear.
Hymn 185.
Aditi.
Great, unassailable must be the heavenly favor of three gods, Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman. Over these, neither at home nor yet abroad, or pathways that are strange, the evil-minded foe has power.
nor over him the man on whom the sons of Aditi bestow eternal light, that he may live.
Hymn 186.
Vayu. Filling our hearts with health and joy, may Vata breathe his balm on us. May he prolong our days of life. You are our father, Vata. Yea, you are a brother and a friend. So give us strength that we may live. The store of Amrit laid away yonder, O Vata, in your home, give us thereof that we may live.
Hymn 187.
Agni. To Agni send I forth my song, to him the bull of all the folk, so may he bear us past our foes, who from the distance far away shines brilliantly across the wastes, so may he bear us past our foes, the bull with brightly gleaming flame, who utterly consumes the fiends, so may he bear us past our foes, who looks on all existing things and comprehends them with his view, so may he bear us past our foes, resplendent Agni, who was born in farthest region of the air, so may he bear us past our foes.
Hymn 188.
Agni. Now send you Jatavedas forth, send hitherward the vigorous steed to seat him on our sacred grass. I raise the lofty eulogy of Jatavedas, raining boons with sages for his hero band. With flames of Jatavedas, which carry oblation to the gods, may he promote our sacrifice.
Hymn 189.
Surya. This spotted bull has come and sat before the mother in the east, advancing to his father heaven. Expiring when he draws his breath, she moves along the lucid spheres, the bull shines out through all the sky. Song is bestowed upon the bird, it rules supreme through 30 realms, throughout the days, at break of morn.
Hymn 190. Creation. From fervor kindled to its height, Dharma and truth were born. Thence was the night produced, and thence the billowy flood of sea arose. From that same billowy flood of sea, the year was afterwards produced, ordainer of the days, nights, lord over all who close the eye. Dhatar, the great creator, then formed in due order sun and moon. He formed in order heaven and earth, the regions of the air and light.
Hymn 191. Agni. You, mighty Agni, gather up all that is precious for your friend. Bring us all treasures as you are enkindled in libation's place. Assembled, speak together, let your minds be all of one accord, as ancient gods unanimous sit down to their appointed share. The place is common, common the assembly, common the mind, so be their thought united. A common purpose do I lay before you, and worship with your general oblation. One and the same be your resolve, and be your minds of one accord. United be the thoughts of all, that all may happily agree.
The End.
The Rig Veda was read by Sagar Arya for Ukemi Audiobooks. For full details of Ukemi releases, go to ukemiaudiobooks.com.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.